Welcome to this programme in our podcast of highlights from recent discussions in NCSL in Dialogue, Talk to Learn's online community for national education debate, accessed by more than 16,000 school leaders every month. All comments in this programme are represented by the voices of actors.
Ofsted's new inspection, drawing on schools' own evaluation of their performance and carried out at short notice, provoked sharply contrasting views from contributors to a recent Talk to Learn discussion. Many welcomed the new style and applauded what they saw as a more positive and less stressful approach to inspection. Thorough preparation and constructive challenging of verdicts had paid great dividends in many cases. Walter Boyle's school was inspected in September. He said the key to success was ensuring you'd compiled all the evidence to back up your assertions.
Look at the pre-inspection brief they send just before they arrive and make sure you can address their concerns. There was only one area of my role that they weren't happy with, but when I showed them it was already on our development plan and that we knew where we were going, they were satisfied.
Dave Vero, now ahead in Northumberland, said his school's inspection under the old system in 2005 was not that good an experience in comparison with the new short-notice approach.
Last year there were 10 weeks to prepare and the paperwork developed was frightening. We were inspected recently under the new system, and for the first time for me as a head, and it was over so quickly that there was no time to get stressed. I disagreed with some of the findings of the inspector, and said so. I also made similar comments on my feedback to the draft report. As a result, I was rung by the quality assurance person from the inspecting company, who said they agreed with me and were therefore raising my grades in all areas. That was very satisfying for me and the school. If you don't agree with Ofsted, fight your corner. It may well be worthwhile.
But not everyone was so happy with the new format. Some described how colleagues thought that the process was an anti-climax and that they'd felt left out, as they'd not been seen at work in the classroom, had received little or no feedback, and were not allowed to contribute to the final report. Sheila Mosedale, a head of modern languages from Sheffield, described interviews with middle leaders at her school as short and lacking in real depth.
I think they had made their mind up, really, before they spoke to us. Feedback was vague, waffly and ungraded, and mine was given in the corridor, outside the men's toilets.
This was not Assistant Head Nicola Cleveley's experience, though. When the inspectors called at her school, they spoke to teaching staff, support staff and extensively to the students.
The vast majority of things in their report were what we had told them about ourselves, remembering what it was like under the old regime and the sheer panic and concern for the 6 weeks prior to the inspection. I feel this is a much better system.
And that completes this programme. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, you can subscribe to receive future programmes in this series of Talk to Learn highlights at www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.
Talk to Learn has over 100,000 members. If you'd like to join, visit www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.